Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, this is what we're doing today?
Why not?
Gundam Star. Hey, this used to be a banger, though.
Why? Why did we do that?
What you mean? Used to be a banger?
Yeah, like why did this become a banger?
I mean, still is a banger.
The dance.
This?
The dance.
No, I get it, but like, you ever look back like why did we do this? Why was it such a big thing?
Sometimes those
it
like
was the
a
hook. Yeah,
tell you what, like Korea might be second only to America with viral like media. Like,
yeah,
that K-pop stuff, man.
Yeah,
when it hits, it hits.
It does.
It really does. I wasn't expecting this song today.
No, the cow pulled this out.
This was huge back in like 2012.
It was a banger. This was a banger.
Here it is. Yeah. It was.
Didn't understand a word he was saying. But
okay.
Gundam Style. And you
except
know what? You know
the sexy
funny?
Lady part, right?
And Gundam Style is a, it's like an anime. It's like really big over there. I remember one year I wanted to go to Japan to see they had a giant Gundam robot to watch it.
We
but
do
I
do a
didn't
live
go.
Show in Japan.
I ain't go. Was it Japan? Was it Korea? It was one. It was somewhere overseas. But I wanted to go see the giant robot.
Wow.
215.
I mean, they had this Squid Game recently,
yeah.
Right?
You ever, like, no. Squid, you ever watched Squid
yeah.
Game? Is it good?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Trending downwards.
Oh, it's still on.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm saying it is still on?
Yeah,
still
I think
going?
They just did. It might have been the last season, but it was like the third season three.
Mm. Yeah, I only watched season one, and after that, it was like, yeah.
You're out?
Yeah.
Season one was good, though.
Yeah, we need more of this song on the show. 215-592-9494.
This is a club banger. It's like when you had a one too many, and this song come on, you might dance.
Still going to the club these days, Hugh?
No. It's been a while.
I think so. It has been a while as well with the A.J. Brown trade rumors, which never went away. And now the trade deadline is here and passed. So here's what we know. A.J.'s here to stay for the rest of the season. He was at his locker yesterday. And, of course, people are asking him, what about those trade rumors? Here's A.J. addressing everything that was going on the last week or so.
So what have these last 2 weeks been like for you? I feel like there's been a lot going on between the injury, you know, some trade speculation, or at least talk about it. Just what's it been like for you the past 2 weeks?
Out in the front and out in the back of my yard, you know, playing football with my son. You know, that's it.
Did you ever feel like there was a chance you would be traded?
I don't know. You know, I think, you know, it's the nature of the business. But like I said, my focus was be present with my family, my kids, and, you know, and get healthy.
How, speaking of getting healthy, how are you feeling? Do you think you're trending the right direction for Monday?
I'm playing. Fine. I'm good to go. Good to go.
Is this a place you want to be?
Yeah, well, has I said anything
has
to
I, you heard.
Not be here? Or
well, wait, like, yeah. Wait, man, I didn't know my mic was on.
Got to ask the question.
Yeah.
Wow. Has I, you heard him.
I did hear him. I heard the whole thing. Couple things there. Sometimes the simplest questions get the most interesting answers. Because he was asked, did you think at any point you would be traded?
Like, he said, I play with my kids.
You would think the answer would be no. Like, what are you talking about? Why would I be traded? He didn't say no. It's obviously in the books now, the trade deadline. So we take this thing down the stretch of the season. He will be an Eagle. I just find it interesting that both he, and let's hear from Howie. This was Howie right after the trade deadline. Again, same different people, same question, two opposite ends of the spectrum here. But nobody's saying this was baloney. Here's Howie Roseman just a couple days ago.
Hey, Howie, there's a lot of conversation on the outside about A.J. Brown. What was your stance internally when it came to Brown? Did you entertain any offers for him?
Well, would really like to keep this about the guys we acquired. But, you know, Tim, I think that when you're trying to be a great team, it's hard to trade great players. And A.J. Brown's a great player. He wears the C for a reason. He's an important part of this team, of this organization. He cares about winning. He cares about his teammates. And, you know, I think that when you're a team like ours that is looking forward to an opportunity to compete for a championship, you just don't get rid of the guys like that. And so feel very lucky to have him on our team and excited about the second half of the season with him.
So, yeah, another not a no to the answers. This, Hugh, now that it's all over, right, we did weeks of speculation.
Recklessly
or not, we did it. And then now it's over. The trade deadline is here and past. And they both spoke about it. Like, what do you think actually went on the last 2 weeks? Do you think they thought about it?
I think the conversations were had.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, AJ probably voiced him being disgruntled.
Mm-hmm.
I think him and Howie talked about it. I think that there were some phone calls taken on whether or not you would trade AJ Brown. And at the end of the day, they came to a conclusion that that would not be a good deal. Maybe even further recklessly speculating. Maybe we'll do something at the end of the year. But right now we need you. We're going to make another run. We're trying to, you know, be a dynasty. So that's probably where they're at with it.
I feel similar to you on this. I feel like everything that came out, there was some truth to all of it, but to some degree. Like, I remember those reports 2 weeks ago from Schefter and those guys? Like, they wouldn't move him unless it was a huge price. I buy it. I buy that the Eagles probably answered the phone. A few teams probably called with real offers. They thought about it, and it came down to this. They didn't think it was worth it to move him in the middle of the season because they're trying to win the Super Bowl, and no one blew them away with, you know, multiple high picks where they're like, all right, we have to do this. And everyone's going to live with this and try to make it work the way they made it work last year. Even though last year there was obviously some issues that Brandon Graham brought to the forefront. I would have loved one of them or someone over there for the last 2 weeks to say, this is crazy. We'd never trade AJ Brown. And no one ever said that.
Well, it's because you can't do that because there was some conversation being had. And you can tell the players disgruntled. But a good organization like the Philadelphia Eagles are, you don't let that become the headline. Even though it was the headline, you don't give it air. You don't let it breathe. So you try to, you know, calm it down as much as you can. You try to talk to the player as much as you can and just try to keep this team together. And I think that was a conversation that was had. Is AJ happy? No. We know that. We know that. But I think that he's going to do what it takes to not be that big of a distraction.
Yeah, I think now that years go on, the fact that Howie was in the building, and obviously Jeff owned the team during the TO thing, like they handle these things pretty well, right? Like they become loud, but it rarely ruins the season or teams. Like, and this isn't, I'm not comparing AJ to anyone else. This is its own thing. But like the Hassan Reddick thing, the Eagles moved on quite fine, right? Like the Carson Wentz thing, the Eagles. So when they decide it's time to move on, they move on. When they think they can make it work, they usually make it work, Kyle.
Yeah, and like, as somebody who did not want to trade AJ Brown at the trade deadline, and as somebody who wants AJ Brown to be an Eagle next season, I would have much rather just heard, hey, Howie, were you entertaining any offers for AJ Brown? No. AJ, what do you think about all the trade rumors? It was all BS. I was never going anywhere. Instead, we got, you know, some deflecting and filibustering by Howie Roseman.
Because it was real.
And then we got a nature of the business by AJ Brown. I mean, not what I wanted to hear.
But the truth. I mean, like,
unfortunately.
They didn't lie to us. I mean, that you could read that anywhere you want. I mean, the reality is they didn't, neither of them said, what are you talking about? Like, if someone brings a ridiculous premise to you, wouldn't you say to them, huh? What are you talking about? Neither of them said, and I get Howie's an executive here, so he's going to take the diplomatic and all that. AJ's a player. He could have said, I never heard any trade rumors. Howie never told me that they were, like, he obviously felt, and maybe through his agent and Howie in a conversation, that something was cooking, and they chose to keep him.
Why couldn't they have just said what every fan said to us, is this is all just for you guys? Like, AJ should have been like, this was a media thing.
It's all made up.
Because it wasn't.
Well, no, it make wasn't. You feel better. Can I give y'all an analogy
sure.
that would probably fit?
Toilet seat again?
Nah. Okay. Nah, this one's probably going to hit home a little
okay.
bit. Because when we were growing up as kids, our parents used to always try their best not to fight in front of us.
Sure.
You know, and a lot of times, because for the sake of the child, you would say, hey, they say, what's going on with you and mommy? Oh, no, we're fine. We just had a disagreement. And you know how it goes. And then you say, you know, if you have a sibling, mom and dad are getting a divorce, like the older sibling, right? But you're trying to protect the younger one, mm-hmm. right? And they're like, well, no, me and mommy just had a disagreement. It's no big deal. You know, we're fine. And you believe that because it's better for your well-being. This is this situation because if we're being honest, they're probably going to get a divorce at the end of the year. But right now,
we're trending towards a divorce.
And I know that probably.
The holidays are coming up, though. Let's put a smile on. Get through it.
I hate that I use that analogy to traumatize a whole lot of folks out there because we've, like, especially in my generation, we've lived through that. But it's the truth. Like, sometimes it's better to protect you from the truth than tell you the truth.
So to further your analogy, the fan base are the children, right? Yes. Okay. And I think we here are like the close friends
that
or the neighbors.
Yeah.
Like we kind of see what's happening and we're like, and they're still together.
And they're like, hey, they're together. Mommy and daddy love each other. And then the first thing you know, dad packing up his stuff and he leaving.
Kyle's the close friend in denial. And we're like, dude, they're in trouble.
This is about to happen.
He's like, no, they'll patch it up.
Yeah. I'm sorry, y'all.
They have vows.
I mean, I don't feel that way anymore. I wish I did.
That hit home.
You've come around.
I tried.
Yeah. But you know what? The holidays are coming up. We're going to put on a smile and go to the family party.
I've been trying to put my fingers in the ears.
Yeah, well, the whole family has just done that. Yeah. Fake news. All right. 215-592-9494. Matt in Broomall is up. What's up, Matt?
Matt.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Matt, what's up?
So when it comes to feeling disrespected by the line, I don't really feel that way. What people say is, you know, they give 3 points to a team when they're at home. And I was just on FanDuel. The line's at 2.5 now. So that tells me they think if it was a neutral site, the Eagles would be a slight favorite. And if the Eagles were home, they'd probably be like 3.5, 4.5. And then Lambeau's a tough place to play, especially mm-hmm. they're coming off a loss as an 11-point favorite. I've been to Lambeau before, and the cold there's just different. Like, it's going to be real cold. I was there in September, and it was like 50 degrees, and it did not compare to 50 degrees here. It's just different. So it's going to be our first time dealing with that this year. But I still think the Eagles are going to win the game. It's just Green Bay felt like such a wagon to start the season, and they've kind of fizzled out. Their defense is still really good, but the offense is just unreliable. Normally, when you go against, like, they have a great pass rush, and that could be a little bit of an issue normally. With the Eagles, you'd think, like, oh, the O-line's always great, and it just neutralizes that. But this year, it's been a little shaky. Micah Parsons is coming off his first career game with zero pressure. So, you know, he's going to be hungry. But overall, I think the Eagles are going to get squeak out the win. I don't really think it's a disrespectful line at all, though. I'm going to say 20-7.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Jared Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Teen Eagles. On a Jake Elliott field goal as time expires.
Yeah, that feels about right. I agree with a lot of what you said there. And the weird part about the Packers is, Matt, they're sometimes, like you said earlier in the season, they look great. Like, they look like the team worthy of Super Bowl hype. And then other games, they just look like they're just like they're lost or they're just sleepwalking. Like, especially Parsons. Parsons could be this, you know, great pass rusher. And then last week against, you know, a no-name Panthers offensive line, zero pressures. They're just a weird team, and I trust the Eagles more. Matt, what do you got for us on something you did, a trend, and you look back, you're like, yeah, that was embarrassing.
Yeah, I'll just add in real quick. I don't think there was a chance we were trading AJ, but I think he wouldn't have been upset about it.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to a fab, I couldn't really think of anything, but I heard Kyle say the thing with the blonde hair in the front, and me and my brother used to do that as well, and we would roll up to our family parties in the summer, me, Kyle, Eric, rocking the blonde hair in the front. So we got pictures of that when we were younger. And
yeah,
stuff,
I
so
bet there's
I'll
a lot
that.
Of people out there around your age that probably did it. Matt, we appreciate the phone call. So you got someone out there with you, Kyle, that bleached that hair in the front.
Yeah, my cousin.
Yeah. Oh, is that your cousin?
Yeah.
Oh, I got it. That makes sense. That's why he said Kyle. Sean in Philadelphia, you're the Kyle. What's up, Sean?
Oh,
Sean.
Hey.
What's up?
Hold it. All right. I'm in the supermarket.
Yeah, take your time. No problem.
Sean, we'll put you on.
We'll just wait for you.
Sean, hold on. Oh, you're in the frozen section? Produce? What are you getting?
No. I'm trying to get some coffee, man.
Okay.
Trying to get some coffee. I need some Java.
Yeah, I can respect that. I need coffee all the time.
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah.
Let
same
us know.
Here, man. This Starbucks is starting to get a little pricey for me.
Great. Yeah, it is.
Oh, I shouldn't have said that name.
It happens. The price of coffee everywhere, Sean, is it's putting a hole in my pocket.
Yeah,
so go ahead.
You just let us know when you're done getting your coffee and at the supermarket, and then we'll keep you on. Yeah, no problem.
No, I'm ready now.
Okay.
I'm
ready to go.
Sean, do you feel the Eagles are being disrespected here by the line?
No, because, you know, the home team gets 3 points. But what bothers me is the disrespect that I think is being extended towards Jalen Hurts. And it's not just outsiders. It's almost as if this guy can't do anything right. And all he does is win, which is the primary goal of football. It's a team sport. You play the game to win.
You heard mm-hmm.
He's been a winner.
Totally.
Perennial winner, if you will. And all I hear about is, but he don't have the statistics. Mm-hmm. I'm sure Dan Fouts, Dan Marino, I mean, I can name names.
Name
them. Them guys would rather have won than have been known as a prolific passer.
Mm-hmm. Get them right.
What does this have to do with what we're talking
he
about?
Still is a good passer.
He feels like he needs to get, he getting it off his chest. Get it off your chest, Sean.
Nobody's ever said any of this
pre-one.
I don't understand. What does I can't Phil,
throw Philip Rivers in there, Matt Ryan, Warren Moon? Right, what these guys ever win? Nothing.
Nothing. Right? But they're prolific passers. Yep. They in the top.
Get them right.
They just sell.
Right.
I'm like, look, if you're going to do, I mean, Joe Montana in my book was a very good quarterback.
Sure.
Elite. I don't ever remember him being mentioned as a prolific passer. But the bottom line is, in Philadelphia,
MVPs?
We've Pass been starving okay. for a winner forever.
Get them right.
I remember the Swamp Fox. Oh, my God, man, I cried. We winning, and these people are complaining that when he doesn't throw the ball for 3,000. Are y'all nuts? Something's wrong.
Especially Hugh. I mean, I tell him this. I try again. I get him right all the time.
Hugh is an Eagle fan. He's a Philadelphia
and a Hurts hater.
I didn't say the women in Philadelphia were ugly either. I just said
you implied there weren't that many.
You said there were few and far between.
Few and far between is different than hard.
Yeah. But it's also
I don't think you're looking in the right places. I don't think you're looking in the right places.
You're not.
Aziz, I ain't got looked at hard in Miami and L.A. That's all I was saying.
Sean, what do you got for us? What was a fad that you did? You participated in? You look back like that was kind of embarrassing.
Oh man, this is going to get me shot down, brother. But you know, all those, what they call them, sexual health enhancement drugs.
Sure.
You was on the Viagra.
And all the vitamins. I ain't say that, Hugh. I said
you kind of alluded to it.
Vitamins. Them things were selling off the shelf. You'd be like, that stuff must work.
You was talking about them honey. You was getting them honey packs from the gas station.
You tried the vitamins? Did they work or not?
No. I said vitamins.
Vitamins.
Man.
Did the vitamins work or did it not work?
Hey. No, they don't work. You know they don't work, man. Come on. This is nonsense.
You getting the honey packs from
work.
The gas station?
Because I was soft.
No, I ain't getting nothing.
I'm reckless. You know I'm over here. You didn't put it out there. I'm reckless and speculate now.
Hey, listen, Hugh. Stop telling on yourself, man.
Hey, I ain't got that problem. Not yet, anyway. But if I do, right. I ain't got a problem.
Yeah, here's how
I got, hey, listen, I'm friends with Ike and Spike.
You can get Blue Chews anytime
I get Blue Chews anytime out. Well, not really, because I've been asking for them for a while. But they're
being stingy with the blue cheese.
Also, man,
that's criminal, man. They shouldn't be doing that.
No,
that stuff is messing with them guys' emotions, and it's all mental, brother. You know, bring what you got.
I don't know, dog. Some cats, they need that assistance.
Sean, good phone call, and we appreciate. I appreciate at the end that it was open and honest. He told, listen, he tried the vitamins, didn't work.
Alley oop. He knew some hair not did. Yeah, alley oop.
Well, plus he checked Hugh for always constantly forgetting that Hurts is a winner.
Well, you know what?
Is that what it was?
Yeah, that's what happened.
Forget about the topic. How about you just call and talk about whatever you want?
That's what he did.
Yeah. You know what that was? That was, he had to get a couple things off his chest. One, he's a Hurts guy. Two, he had to go on the vitamins.
And you know what? He made so many points that I've never heard before.
But you know what, though, all jokes aside.
You forget Hurts is a winner? Did you forget that?
Drinking too much coffee could kind of, kind of mess.
Did you hear that?
I just made it up.
That's not true.
It is. It's coffee.
It's not.
Coffee could mess up your...
Take the lead out
your pencil.
I don't think it works like that.
I think it does.
I don't think any of us are doctors here, but I would think caffeine.
This is recklessly spreading.
I think caffeine actually might have the opposite effect.
No, I'm gonna look it up.
Okay,
I'm gonna ask the Google.
You're gonna search that on the company computer or your own phone?
I'm on my own.
Yeah, that's probably a better idea. Let's go to Mario, Northeast Philly. What's up, Mario?
Yeah, that's not true, by the way.
Okay.
You looked it up already.
Sorry,
and we lost Mario there. Yep. Well, maybe rethinking his confession here. Zoe and Bluebell, what's up, Zoe?
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's up, Zoe?
Listen, I'm surprised more people don't think the Eagles are being disrespected. I got several points as to why that's the case.
Let's hear it.
First off, trade deadline, week one. Okay, our team as a whole is getting better. Going into the bye week, we look great. Running game looks strong. Passing game looked good. Green Bay, exactly the opposite of us. It's like they're looking worse and worse as the season goes on. They're inconsistent at best. They started out great, but so they're trending down. We're trending up. This should be a much bigger gap. Now, granted, we didn't get Myles Garrett, which I would have loved to have, but we still made enough improvements. And we got a grudge. Y'all know how Philly is when it comes to
grudges. Well, I like that. So the grudge, I can't wait for the Eagles to run the tush push 10 times on Monday night. I need it.
Listen, I'll probably shed a tear when it happens, and we just rub it in their face.
Yep.
I'm really, really – I mean, even in the offseason, that's kind of – the number one thing I was looking for. Now, Grant, we shouldn't do it early in the game. Some people are saying, oh, you should just come out and run the tush push the first play of the game. No. Let's be smart. Let's do it when it counts, right on the goal line. Make them eat it. I don't even care if Saquon don't run it in for a touchdown and just kneel down on 1 yard line just so we can do that. All right. So, yeah, I'm a little emotional about that still. But
so I hear you. Before you give your point on the embarrassing thing, the one thing I'll say about the trade deadline stuff, I agree with you. The Eagles got better, right? Like their team is deeper now at corner, and I think Phillips is going to be a real, he's going to be a real help. The one thing I'll say, though, it might take a few weeks for it all to kind of, work out itself. Like I don't know if Monday night Phillips is going to have a huge impact. Maybe. I mean, maybe. It's his first game, though, as an Eagle. So I think we're going to feel that one like in 2 and 3 and 4 weeks. So I hear you, and they are better. We'll see how much it changes this particular game Monday.
Well, here's my thought. We changed them, so now the film changes. So introducing these guys our scheme, so now everything doesn't look exactly the same as it did when they're scheming for us. So, granted, it takes a while for them to gel and get to where they're going to be, like come, the end of the season playoff time. But it's going to look different because these people are going to react differently than the previous, people in those positions. So I feel like it kind of works both ways. Listen, I'm betting the farm on this one. I feel really good, at the number for a betting standpoint. But I feel like we're definitely being disrespected from that end of it. But it's all right. It's all right. Hopefully,
how about we go get a win, and then that's the respect. All right, so Zoe, what do you got for us? Give us a trend or a fad you did, and then you look back, you're like, that was kind of embarrassing.
All right. Well, you would know this. I know you would know this, but for a while, everybody was having these little tails in the back of their head. And it doesn't matter if
you're
black or white or whatever.
Yeah.
Everybody was
like a rat tail?
Piece. You know, it's like the shag shaved down into one little ball in the back of your head. And back when I think Coming to America, Eddie Murphy had that tail was braided up and people was putting a little bit of extensions in there to get a long tail. But yeah, I'm pretty embarrassed about that. I don't want to go back to something.
Yeah,
like
it's probably
that,
best we all moved on from that era. So
yeah,
that is a good one, man. We appreciate the phone call. You had one of those?
The tail.
I feel like that was late.
I had the shag though.
The tail felt like what, late 80s, early 90s?
Something like that. That I didn't have a tail.
Yeah, I remember a lot of kids having them, like, you know, young kids, teenagers. That was a big thing, early 90s. I remember it, late 80s, early
90s. It has a really off-putting name, like a rat tail. Yeah, why would I want that on the back of my head?
Who wants to look like that? Yeah.
Yeah, that was hot back in the day.
Mm. Yeah. Most trends you look back. Yeah, that's, I blame Hugh mostly for all this.
What do you mean?
It was your generation more than mine.
You know what's funny? You remember the hair that the girls used to wear, the teased, super teased hair?
Oh, yeah. 80s hair.
That was horrible.
Yeah. But most things we do that we think look good, you look back, you're like, oh, my God. Well, yeah. Why would we do any of these things? 215-592-9494. Are the Eagles being disrespected as underdogs? We got Flyers tickets to give away here. A four-pack to go to the game with us on December 3rd. The Flyers and the Sabres. We're looking for an embarrassing fad that you participated in at one point. Fad or trend that you look back like, oh, why did I do that? Also, when we come back, we got a Kyle Schwarber question to throw out there. I wonder what the limit is for everyone when it comes to signing him. And I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about years. We'll hit that next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.